and I had a really good time dancing to this the other day in our house. Listen to how those circles move around.
Yes, so many circles.
They're there.
That's such a good song.
I mean, they're moving like this, but each of the little things are a circle.
This?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like Bjork was Bjork's shape. She's a Scorpio.
Oh, yes.
So, would she be?
I played her earlier.
Yeah, she's a circle type.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. No controversies here.
No.
It's just a simple.
I know it's a circle. We all know a circle when we hear one.
I remember my best friend in high school and I used to have a theory about circles and squares. And, I mean, it was really not that much of a theory. You know how people are squares? Well, if you're not a square, then you're a circle.
Yes.
We really bonded over that. We were 13.
But what if you're a triangle?
Triangles were like...
Wait, I know an artist who has like done work about a theory like that. Aki Sasamoto, I think. Is
if you're not a circle, you're a square.
If you're not a square, then you're a circle. And then some people are fairies, and some people move through the dichotomy of the circle and the squares, and they're like influencers. Yeah, she like drew this out at a talk once. It was incredible. Aki.
Sounds very binary.
No, not at all. Aki Sasamoto.
I think we should sign off.
The real mood killer is that we have to leave.
Yeah.
But
I hope I didn't kill the mood too much. I don't think I did.
I don't think you did.
I was very successful at it.
Really raised it, if
I really have to try harder next time.
Try
I wasn't
harder
as prepared.
To kill the mood, please. Because,
like, believe me, I can.
I know.
I know how to, but...
I'm too excited.
Yeah.
I don't know, what is your sign off like? Do you have a special thing you do?
No, I usually just say...
You don't have a catchphrase?
Thank you for listening to Sweet Corn. This has been hell. And
yeah, it's been hell.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Tune back in next week.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks
I'm
for listening.
Really happy that people listen to this.
Yeah, me too. And two of whom were my parents, so...
That's amazing. Yeah, thank you for
Mom
giving birth to Ellen.
Yeah.
Like, that means a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, it really does.
This is too much.
I might cry.
I'm trying not to cry.
I have no emotions.
I'm really trying. Like, I'm holding back tears.
Oh, my God.
I can tell.
We got to do another breathing exercise.
Yeah. Okay, right. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're going to close out with a breathing exercise. I'm so
Everyone, sorry. Listeners, do it with us. Ready? One, two, three. I don't know where our great songs about nothing good friend is. He's... There he is. Hi. All right. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Ellen.
now listening to great songs about nothing good.
Doctor. We miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs with Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford, and the microphone is squeaky, but I am not. I am Greg Zapata, Mr. Shoes, however you want to call me. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got a lot of good stuff coming up for you. And before I do, just a quick word about the programming. Next month, I will be here next week, but I won't be at your week afterwards because I will either be in Miami or looking for the true meaning of Christmas. It could be both. But anyway, here's Elvis Costello.
Now that your picture's in the paper being all you gotta tell me now is why, why.
Blaring, and I wasn't caring. The new to my jams with earplugs, But these days I inhabitate a high-pitched ring over things. So these days I plug them up.
When I'm struggling with my songs, I do the same thing too. And I crunch them up in headphones, cause why wouldn't you? You could say I hear you on several levels at high decibels. Over everything. We'll be right back.
a tear. Everybody's gonna do.
Are you paying attention? That was the Pogues, "The Rocky Road to Dublin." That part was never actually commercially released, but they wound up getting a release on a compilation called "Just Look Them in the Eye and Say Pog Mahone." Bob Dylan, "The Mighty Quinn." That verse was found on the Essential Bob Dylan from the Basement Tape Sessions. Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile, "Over Everything," "Lot of Sea Lice." My God, why have you not listened to this album? It is simply fantastic. And "Continental Breakfast" is a great song off that album. And the video is just so damn wholesome. Elvis Costello, "Welcome to a Working Week" from "My Aim Is True," the Immortal album itself. And we're going to go into a long one, complete with a fundraising PSA. So please give us money, please. We have that when we're not on air, we're on one of those hamster treadmills trying to keep the station powered. So please, money. I like money. Anyway, this next session opens with a Q&A session. See what I did there?
I wonder who wrote the book of life.
Tell me, who wrote the book of love? I've got to know the answer. You're never, 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 ever going to part in chapter 3. Remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give it just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder who
wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do.
Who wrote the book of love? Chapter 1 says to love her, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2 you tell her, you never, 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 ever gonna part. In chapter 3 remember the meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give her just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Yes, I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder, who wrote the book of love? I wonder who.
Yeah.
Who wrote the book of love?
WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Surely die.
Are you working? Did it seem so hard then? But it-
famous since your birth. I'm silent what it was till they told me it's a girl. And everybody gasped. I know how to raise you right. Teach you how to read. You match your toy spell names, alphabet, and how to be polite.
Reading from top to bottom, that was Tokyo Police Club, Listen to the Math from Elephant Shell, Teddy and the Pharmacist Dial Up from the Tyranny of Distance, 2001, Bo Diddley, Mona from a box set relating to Chess Records, Crazy Horse, Beggar's Day, Crazy Horse, Neil Young's backing band, but that album is very good too. It's from the album Crazy Horse, so you can remember it. Kaiser Chiefs, Ruby, you know, one song, but hey, not a bad one song. And we start off with the Monotones, The Book of Love, and indeed we don't know who wrote it. It was David Baldacci. Okay, before we get into the last bit of music, here is your legally mandated PSA, the Don't Drink and Drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, and we'll open it up with, a song that was... Well, it's a cover of a song that we played a few weeks ago, so think about that.
Green. like a breath of spring. Your bottles sound like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. And I had to have this talk with you, cause my happiness, it depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. You could easily take my man, but you do not know what it means to me, Jolene. Well, you could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. And I had to have this talk with you, cause my happiness is
She fall of water, nach weing cad court art. So long tan wig noch, in a wilmer daw. Die an mille loch raun, immer gesucht raun. A tusan oor bin a chrin fe blaw. Níl gaí a dúigán, níl snacht a cruigán, tá chalas chuanán, tá lingas tá bád, tá tuile buáin, níl turas cruicha án, tá neantha suas le do mhíle grá.
It is the reason of my sorrow that I am forbidden to visit the lonely glen where my loved one is. I'd find butter and cream there, and honey galore. And even in autumn, there are blossoms on the trees. No north wind blows there. You see no winter snows there. They have harbors and shelter there for every boat that sails. There are good things to spare there. You can walk without care there. If you are at peace with the love of your heart.
Just a visitor, you see, so much wanting to be seen. She'd open up the doors and vaguely carry us away. It's the customary thing to say or do to a disappointed proud man in his grief. And on Fridays she'd be there, but on Mondays not at all. Just casually appearing from the clock across the hall. Here it goes.
Thank you.
crowds begin complaining how the Beaujolais is raining down on darkened meetings on the Champs-Élysées. Here it goes, la 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 la. Here it goes, la 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 la. And I'm the judge and I've come to claim you with my iron drum. La 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 la. Here it goes, la 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 la. Here it goes, la 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 la. I'm the judge and I've come.
Worth it in the end when summer comes. sweetheart in the summer, and I hope it never ends. I'm gonna take you far away, pack the car, let's get away for a while.
Get away.
We'll find a motel room. Sweetheart.